Welcome to the Brand New You podcast with your host, Brenton Thornton. On today's episode, we're going to start a series on spirituality, and this will be episode 1 of 4. And we're going to dive into the what, the when, the hows, and the whys of spirituality, and why spirituality is important for your growth and your purpose here on earth. So spirituality nowadays seems to be confused with religion, and I tried to do some studying on the differences between religion and spirituality, and it sums up very simply. Religion is a man-made thing. Religion is something that was created, for me personally, my opinion is it was created as a way to divide. If you look now, there's a bunch of different religions. You have, you know, Christianity, Buddhism. I really wouldn't technically call that a religion, more than like a way of life. You have, you know, the Muslim religion. You can name, you know, thousands of religions, but that's a man-made concept. Anything down here on the earth is, you know, considered man-made. That's one of them. Spirituality, on the other hand, is more of connecting to God. Some people call them, you know, God or source or whatever. But that universal power is source. And that's where spirituality comes from. When you came to this earth, you didn't come here in a physical body. Your soul incarnated into a physical body. So spirituality seems to be confused with religion, as I stated. And it's often associated as spiritual or not spiritual. However, at its core, spirituality is a sense of being connected to something bigger than ourselves. If you really think about it, spirituality gives you your meaning and your purpose. Whatever you came here on earth to accomplish, you did it in the spiritual realm. You didn't do it in the physical. You didn't plant it here on earth. You came from source. You know, God created you for a purpose. So today we're going to go through the top 10 reasons why spirituality is important. I came upon these 10 principles because of, you know, things that happened in my life. And I couldn't make sense of why they were happening. And it took me, you know, forever to figure it out, talking to people that had gone through similar things. And one day it kind of clicked for me. And my walk began. Before that, I can say, you know, I was more religious than spiritual. I did pray, I did meditate, but I didn't find that real passion or drive for it until I got to a point where it wasn't so much desperation as much as I couldn't figure out, you know, what was going on. I couldn't grasp it with my own, you know, mind in the physical. So I had to be propelled into my spiritual walk, which I don't take it for granted. It was one of the best experiences of my life. And I know it's not a one-time thing because it could happen to you multiple times. But when the other instances come along later, you're able to better grasp it because you prepared yourself. You went through it. There was actually a point when I got on the walk that I felt like I was doing something wrong, because you're taught to do this and, you know, you're immediately expecting a different, you know, result. You're expecting things to be instant when in all actuality, there is no past. There is no future. Everything is like right now. So I went through, you know, a couple of I wouldn't say practices, but I went through a couple of instances where I had to figure things out, talking to people, reading, scripting, journaling. But I really didn't grasp it until one day I went into stillness. I went into not trying to figure it out. I went into dropping expectations. I went into dropping desire. And to say there was a sense of peace would be an understatement, because I feel like if you are always striving and trying to pursue something, you're not living your authentic life. There came a point for me where I talked to a few people in our community, and they kind of gave me, I would say it opened my eyes to like what I was really doing. And it was more of like control. I was trying to control this and trying to control that. And when I just let things go, better things came along. And I find like if you're getting on your walk and you're getting discouraged, that's a part of the process. You're going to find like your ego wants you to have this, this, and this. But the spiritual side wants you to have this, which is always greater than, you know, what you're actually desiring. And I had to get to that point of literally like a mental breakdown because, like I said, I was trying to strive for something that wasn't really meant for me. I was trying to keep people, places, and things that I thought I could change, I couldn't. And it was literally keeping me up all night. So once I went into my meditative practice and I started really going within and just being quiet and being still, I noticed things started changing. People started showing up differently. Situations started to change. Things that I wanted and I couldn't get, it seems like once I decided to stop pursuing them, they actually came a lot easier and I was able to sleep at night. And I found all this out. Like I said, it was just trial and error. And just talking to people because others had already gone through that. That's why our testimonies are so important because you never know what somebody is going through. They may not tell you, but like energetically, you know, there's something, you know, wrong, but our job is never to like fix it, but it's just to like point them in the right direction. So I'm thankful for everyone that I encountered so far on this walk, near and far. Because it really has helped me find my purpose and then also find the talent and also the drive that I needed to just keep going. And like I said, once I dropped that desire and I realized that everything that I ever wanted, everything that I ever needed, I already have it. I don't need to, you know, fight for it and scuffle. It's just you have to just stop, pause, be still and just listen. And all of it will just, it'll come to you. So today, like I said, we're going to open up this first episode with 10 principles that I kind of live by that will help you as far as like why spirituality matters. If you are a believer of, you know, God, you'll find a lot of these principles are actually in the Bible. And one of the key ones would always be being present, you know, in the moment. That's the biggest one. You can't live in the past. You can't go to the future. Everything that matters is right here, right now, right in front of you. And like I said, we're going to open up this first episode talking about just the why spirituality matter. So the very first one is being present. The spiritual life is based on the present moment, as the present moment is the only real moment. So if you can think about it this way, if you step outside and you like look at the sky, that's like right now. You can't really go in the past and say, yep, you know, there's the sky. You can't go in the future and go, oh, yeah, there's the sky. It's right now. That's the only reality. It's what's going on right now. The past and the future are concepts in your mind. In one of the later episodes, I think 3 or 4, we're going to talk about how the mind, actually is going to be episode 2, because we're going to go from spiritual to mental, and then we're going to go down to the body, and then our last episode, we're going to wrap everything up. But yeah, the past and the future are concepts in the mind. So we're going to talk about like how your mind drives a lot of your reality and why things happen and how your mind literally sets off. It's like a chain reaction. It all starts up here, but then your body just reinforces those thoughts with emotions and feelings, and then it projects out. But we'll talk about that in episode 2, not 3 or 4. So getting back to being present, when living with our minds in the present moment, we function with greater focus, clarity, and spontaneity. We also feel greater levels of joy as happiness is only accessible in the here and now. So once again, being present is one of the most, it's literally the very first one on my list, because I feel like that's the most important, is being present. For me, my meditation practice taught me the breathing techniques that was required. A lot of the times we unconsciously do things throughout the day. We drive, we eat, we drink water. We do it all unconsciously. And that's not being present, because your mind is basically on autopilot, and everything you do is repetition. Once you can break that and you can realize a lot of the things that you're going through are just, it's programs that are on auto. You know, they're just doing, it's running on its own. You'll be able to easily grasp what's going on and become aware of what's going on. And you'll come into your consciousness that way. The second one is being spiritual actually helps your brain. So studies have shown that many spiritual practices, especially meditation, results in increased gray matter in the brain. Gray matter is basically your brain is growing. It's obtaining knowledge. Everything you need to like get smart, quote unquote, comes from the gray parts of your brain. Among its benefits, regular meditation leads to increased cognition, improved focus, attention, and ability to perform under stress, and higher levels of emotional intelligence, all of which contribute to enhanced work and performance. I can attest to this. And also, if you look at some stats online, a lot of sports players, they will do meditative practices to get them ready for their game or whatever sport they're in. They go into meditation first. A lot of them do it. I can't say every single one, but a lot have some sort of meditative practice. The third reason why spirituality matters is for your health. Most spiritual paths and religious traditions recommend abstaining from behavior and substances that are detrimental to health, such as drinking, smoking, using drugs, committing crimes, and harming others. Many paths, such as Buddhism, even make dietary restrictions, which can lead to a lower body weight and lessens risk of chronic health problems. Once again, when we get to episode 3, we're going to talk about how the body plays a part in your spirituality. Even though you're spiritual, even though you're a spirit in the body, it is super important that you maintain the body, because the body plays a huge role in what you can accomplish down here on the earth plane. The next one on the list is being spiritual helps you let go of grudges. I talked about in the beginning of how when I got on my spiritual path, control was a huge thing for me. And it wasn't controlling people as much, but it was more of, I don't want this, and this to happen. So I'm controlling those things when in all actuality, you don't need to control anything, because everything is always perfect the way it is. And anything that you really want, you can get it, but it doesn't take you controlling it on the physical level, if that makes sense. So letting go of grudges, a basic tenet of most spiritual paths and tradition is forgiveness. When we forgive ourselves and others, we're able to let go of the blame, negative feelings, and anything else holding us back from moving forward in our lives. In fact, studies have now shown that positive health benefits of forgiveness, which includes lower risk of heart attacks, lower blood pressure, improves your cholesterol levels, and reduces levels of pain, depression, anxiety, and stress. I can't tell you how many times I've heard from folks that didn't let things go. They held emotions in their body. There's a reason why in the spiritual world, you hear people say disease. A lot of it is dis-ease, because you're not allowing yourself to relax and let things go. You actually start to cause your body to do things chemically, and also with your DNA, which causes you to actually cause disease in the body. Dr. Joe Dispenza, in his book, Becoming Supernatural, he talks about this, how your DNA changes when you don't let stuff go. And then it's not even like you don't let it go. It's this cycle that happens where in your waking hours and when you're sleeping, like your brain and your body hasn't let that stuff go. And when you wake up in the next day, like I said earlier, everything's on autopilot. So you're never going to break that cycle until you actually wake up to that and become aware of it and you become conscious of it. And like I said, if you want health benefits, being on the spiritual path will help that. So number five is bounce back faster. Studies show that people who feel a sense of spirituality have great resilience to hardships. Those with a spiritual outlook have a easier time moving through the challenges by finding meaning in different situations. High resilience is also a trait associated with the most successful people in the world. So you can just think of it this way. If you're on your spiritual path, you know how right now, if something comes into your world, you have a means to deal with it. Not deal with it, but you can process it through. It could be meditation, it could be prayer, but you give yourself enough space where you allow it to go through your body. You don't react to it, you respond, and then you let it go and you can bounce back quicker. People that are in the world that aren't spiritual, that are unconscious, they hold those things. That's why before I said let go. If you don't let go, you won't bounce back faster. I'm a witness to this again. It took me probably 6-8 months to let go of one key thing. And when I let it go, that's when I had a hallelujah moment where I actually felt freer than I've ever had in my whole life. And it was just letting go of certain things. And I did. I bounced back faster. And now when things come into my world, I see them. I don't react. I tend to respond to it. But the things that dragged me down before, those cycles that happen, I don't allow that to happen anymore. And I know how to spiritually go through the process. So that's kind of like my process for that. Number six is make better decisions. Well, that's pretty self-explanatory. You make better decisions spiritually. In the spiritual realm, you have, you know, angels, you have God, you have your spirit team, all guiding you to help you make those decisions. I know now when I need to make a decision on something, I get ear ringing, or I get like inspiration to do this, this, or this, or I can even like people, you know, angel numbers. I might see numbers all day. And I have to like, what does that mean? But it's nudging me in the right direction. It's my the new man that's guiding me is helping me make better decisions. The next one is you release stress and anxiety. When we feel a sense of connection to a higher power, we experience mental and emotional freedom. Personal spiritual practices such as yoga, meditation, running, gardening, and other meaningful activities are all correlated with lower levels of stress and tension. Releasing stress and anxiety is grounding. What I do now to ground, I will go to the beach and just put my feet in the sand. I'll walk through the grass. And I can't tell you the amount of energy that I have in my body and if it's good or bad. But the bad tends to like there's a balance there. And I only find that when I get out in nature or if I journal or if I meditate, it all depends on you. And I feel like there's a hierarchy here as well, because when you first start out in spirituality, you might find this works better. But after a certain amount of time, you might have to go up to the next level, which is like transcendental meditation. You might have to do an hour meditation. Starting out, hey, I did it for 5-10 minutes. But after a while, you need more than that. I have it such a level now where when I'm meditating, literally nothing on the outside gets in. Like I can't hear anything. I see like shimmers of light. Like there's a whole experience with my meditation practice that I didn't really necessarily get at the beginning, but it takes persistence. Just because you won't see or hear or feel anything, that should never be the driving force of why you're meditating. You should never be striving for that experience. It's just when it does happen, it causes you to want to do it more Because the more you do it, the more those experiences are going to happen where it's going to lift you to that level of happiness and joy and peace that you would normally never get when you first started out. But persistence is the key for this releasing stress and anxiety. But I can tell you just firsthand, any stress or anxiety that you're encountering, you can lessen that when you get into a good meditative practice. The next one is spirituality helps enhance your creativity. So Mahatma Gandhi once said, true art takes note, not merely of form, but also what lies behind. Many of the great artists in history attribute their creation to a higher power. Every single one of us should be connected to our higher power. I don't care if you want to call higher power God. Some call them Buddha. No matter what it is, it all connects to one. We're all one. And that one source is source. It's God. So if you connect to your higher source, you're going to get creativity. You're going to get those ideas that just pop out of nowhere. That's coming from the higher power. They're giving you that because that's your power. That's your path. Your passion is coming from the one that created you. When we are relaxed and in the present moment, we are more easily experience the state of flow. Flow means just think of a river, okay? If somebody throws a branch in the river, the water is going to keep going, right? So the flow state is basically you're in such a high level of your spiritual practice where anything can come in and it won't disrupt anything. They can throw a branch in front of you or a big log. They can, you know, jam up the waterway. It doesn't matter. Flow is going to get around it somehow. So that's what it means to stay in flow state. And it says it, which leads to more spontaneous ideas and greater levels of creativity. It's basically you turn on that water fountain and it never turns off. You always want to be in that state where you're in flow. And then lastly on the list, the creative practice will help you be happy alone. A lot of us call this hermit mode. Now, some people may think it's negative to be in hermit mode. I found great joy in my hermit modes because I found myself during those hermit modes. When I didn't have anybody to like talk to, it caused me to go within to realize that everything I need, including, you know, joy, peace, it didn't matter what it was. I could get it from myself because if I can't give it to myself, no one else can. So yeah, that's hermit mode. That's going within. That's learning. That's God or source pouring into you, giving you inspiration. But yeah, being happy alone is a part of this spiritual practice. So in our modern day culture, it is all too easy to never be alone. If you walk into any restaurant or cafe and look for the people sitting by themselves, chances are they will be eating their food while scrolling through Instagram and sending Snapchats to people in other locations. People in this day and age find it difficult and even painful to be alone, both metaphysically and physically. However, when armed with spirituality, being alone is a gift, often an opportunity to look inward and know oneself. Because as almost all spiritual traditions teach, ourself is all we truly have. Spirituality teaches us to enjoy being alone so that we can truly enjoy being with others. Once again, if you can give yourself the love that you've been looking for from somebody else, hermit mode, being alone, you get that in stillness. You get that in your solitude. And most of the time, it's not like a punishment. You actually need that. You need to know that you're bigger than any problem. You're bigger than any situation. All the heartbreak you've ever encountered, you can go within and give that same amount of love to yourself. So this will be the end of this first episode. Once again, this is episode 1 of 4. And the next ones, we're going to dive into the mental. Then we're going to talk about how the body contributes to your spiritual walk. And then lastly, we're going to wrap it all up in episode 4. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you could, leave me some feedback. Let me know what you think future episodes should be about. And that is the end of episode 1. Thank you.